they went over every detail of the breathe masks. They found there was a compartment that contained jet-driven backpacks as a form of parachute in case of necessary bailout. The security belts were no different from those used in the mine vehicles. The pilots also wore belt guns. The controls of the plane were identical to the passenger mining ships. The only additions were the gun triggers and switches for a magnetic grappler. Examining the skids on which the plane stood, they found, indeed, that they were electromagnetic. The plane could be fixed with this to any metal surface and obviated the necessity of tying it down. They also located the key slots and determined the type of keys. They cleaned it up as best they could and used it for drilling their pilots. The dead, mummified cyclos were dissected by the parson to ascertain where their vital organs were located. Their hearts were in back of their belt buckles, and their lungs were high in their shoulders. Their brains were very low in the back of the head, and the rest of the head was bone. The parson then buried them with proper solemnity. They were busy on many projects. They built a large-scale model of the compound in the huge loft of the Empire Dauntless mining building and drilled every team member. They marked out approximate distances in a meadow without betraying anything to a drone and timed everything. How fast did one have to go to get from this place to that? What were the starting times from zero time in order to converge simultaneously? There was much information they did not have and could not get, so they made up for it with flexibility. A problem they had to solve was replacing the horses. By rounding up and training wild ones, and working very fast, a small group was able to do this. They had all become excellent marksmen with the assault rifles and bazookas. With the relentless drilling by Robert the Fox, that past master of raids, they were really getting someplace.
"If we miss,"
Robert the Fox repeatedly told them,
"and slip up on the tiniest detail, those planes out there will once again be crawling with transshipped cyclo tanks and the sky studded with battle planes. The home planet of the cyclos would retaliate with ferocity. We would have no course open save to withdraw into the old military base and probably perish of asphyxiation when they resort to gas. We have one thin chance. We must not miss in any tiniest detail. Let's go through it all again."
A strike force of only 60 men taking on the whole Cyclo Empire. They would harden their determination and go through the drill again, and again, and again. But they did not yet have the vital, crucial chip. The gold.